Please be seated for the 45-minute homily. Don't laugh. How many of you haven't been around? It's my chance. Anyway, we listen today to the gospel in the second reading. Those are the things I'm going to focus on today. The gospel in the second reading. And the gospel, we use the short version because it's bringing exactly what I want to talk about, is that God plants his seed in us, which is the word of God. But you got to remember that the word is not just a teaching. The word is a person, Jesus Christ. So what happens is Jesus Christ, he comes into our hearts and he needs to bear fruit. That's what shows that God is in our hearts. That Jesus is there is the fruit that we bear, right? Now again, fruit is not for the person who has it. A tree, it'll be a peach tree, a cherry tree, bears fruit for other people. So when we come to church, when we do what we do for Jesus, we don't do it for ourselves. We do it for others. Again, as I've talked about the last weeks, take a look at the cross. Nothing on the cross was about Jesus. It was all about us and all about the Father. So we must live. So the first thing I got to ask us for all to reflect on, do I live my spirituality for me and my holiness or to save others? Or both, which would be ideal. Or is it all about just me, what I get to get, that I get to go to heaven? Now, I know nobody here is like that, or anyone who's listening. Of course, nobody is. But again, like, you know, we got to sit there and think about, am I a person who wants everyone to be saved? Because I don't believe many people are. Again, even my mother years ago, you heard the story, she sat there and said to me once, Larry, if that person's in heaven, I don't want to go. I said, don't worry, mother, you won't. And I was like, to my own mother, there's no hope for my salvation, right? Some of you thought that anyway. But the reality is that heaven's a place where we're going to love everybody. We're going to love God. We're going to love each other forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Right? So we got to learn that now. Our time on earth is to learn how to love so we can live forever in love forever and ever and ever. That means that we got to be so concerned about others, especially during this time. We got to be concerned about others. Again, I told you this story years ago. A priest called me and wanted to take the task to me, something to say. And again, every time I say anything, people don't like it and they got to take me to task. I get it, and that's fine. But he just sat there and he challenged me. And so, again, I like to challenge back just a little bit. And I sat there and I said, because he was yelling about something, he was getting real intense. And I said, Father, yes, would you be willing to be damned so others could be saved? Absolutely not. How dare you say that to me? And I go, oh, St. Paul said he would. What? It is. It's in Romans chapter 9, verse 3. You can look it up. Romans chapter 9, verse 3. I brought the Bible just to make sure. It's called a Bible. You see that? Bible. Anyway, so it says here, this is what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 9, verse 3. I speak the truth in Christ. So it's being very clear. I'm speaking truth here. I do not lie. My conscience bears witness in the Holy Spirit. Verse 2, that there is great grief and constant pain in my heart. But this is Romans chapter 9, verse 3. Indeed, I could even wish to be separated from Christ for the sake of my brothers. And other translations just say that I would be lost if my brothers could be saved. There, here's the great St. Paul saying that he would be cursed and never go to heaven if other people could get there. Now, of course, if you'd rather do that, would you go to hell? No, God is, you know, he'd be like, whoa, here's one of mine who learned to be like me. Here's one of mine who knows what this is. The God of heaven left heaven, became a man, and died to get us to heaven. He's always more concerned about you and your eternal life than he is about him. And we got to learn the same thing. We must learn that our salvation is given to us so we can get others there too. One of the questions he'll ask us is, where are your brothers and sisters when you go before him on judgment? And you can't say, it was just hard enough for me to get there. Wrong answer. And so we got to sit there and know that. And then in the midst of this, we go back to that second reading, and it's powerful for where we're at today, correct? Here again in Romans chapter 8, right before this, he says, "Brothers and sisters, I consider the sufferings of this present time," and we have sufferings. It's getting worse. It's not getting better. Some people are getting more like, oh, it doesn't matter, but it's getting worse. Again, just look at the news this morning. "I consider the sufferings of the present time are nothing compared to the glory to be revealed for us." Again, it's all about us. And so we have a choice. We can look at what's going on now, or we could look at Jesus in the future. Again, as I've talked about, we know how all this ends, correct? God wins. God isn't like, oh, I don't know what's going on down there. He knows exactly what's going on now. Exactly. And God is still in control. And so we got to be these people of great hope. Huh? This past week, someone who used to be part of us years ago called the parish, and they says, "Father Larry is in a video. You got to look at it. It's not good." And I'm like, so he said, "You're in a video. It's not good. We already watched. It's not good." And I'm like, oh, have people nothing better to do? Anyway, I won't even give it the credence about telling you, but it was about one of the apparitions, Marian apparitions, and about the end times, and how God's going to come and get us all, and we're all messed up, and they have a picture of Cardinal Dolan on there, and they photoshopped all, and you can tell very easily, photoshopped all these women around him, that all the cardinals have been bad, and then he talks about the bishops are bad, and they have, of all people, Bishop Barron. Now, Bishop Barron is a pretty orthodox bishop. No. And they have a picture of him. And then they have the priests that have went bad. And there's a picture of me. Isn't that nice? Now, here's people who don't know me, who's heard about me. So they're either gossiping or they're doing detraction. Both of those things happen to be sin. And they do it in God's name, in our Blessed Mother's name. Look how holy we are. And they try to scare people into the faith. Now, if you convert and are scared into the faith, who do you love, God or yourself? Yourself. So anything that tries to scare you into the faith isn't of God, because it helps you love yourself more, not God more or others. Again and again, when all this stuff is happening, we got to go back to, what does Jesus Christ say? Not what some seer says, not what someone else says. What does Jesus say? Jesus says, all people will know you're my disciples. How? Because you love one another. Period. That's what Jesus says. Well, this seer said this, and this apparition says this. I don't care. I care about Jesus Christ. He's the one that died for us. He's the one who saves us. And he's the one that gives us hope for eternal life. And then one of the things it talks about in the second reading is that we need to be hope. So instead of plowing on and giving more garbage and talk about how bad it is, we got to be the ones who are giving hope to the world. God is in control. Do not be afraid. Remember the great story about the little boy who's in a ship, and there's a great storm going on, and everybody thinks everybody's going to drown, and everybody's going crazy. And this little boy is just very peaceful, having a fine time. And they go up to him and says, "Aren't you afraid?" He goes, "Oh, no. How can you not be afraid?" "Because my dad's the captain. Fear is an insult to my father." What does this second reading talk about? We are children of God. So if we're focused on ourselves and all afraid about what's going to happen, fear is an insult to my Father. But if we look at our Father, if we look to Jesus who's come and lived within us, that we can bear fruit, we have nothing to worry about. We can be filled with hope. We don't have to try to scare the world and judge everybody and put people's pictures on videos of who they don't agree with us, and, oh, they're all mean and going to hell. Problem may be, but not because you said it. We need to be bringing hope. Turn to God. He loves you. He gave his son to die for you. And once you accept Jesus, you become his beloved son or daughter. So look at your Father. Is he not going to take care of you? Does he not love you? then trust him. Do not be afraid. Trust him. He holds you and me, and everything will be okay because of what Jesus did. So today, don't get lost with everybody else. When everybody tries to get you afraid, you say very clearly, fear is an insult to my Father. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith.